time of heartache and trouble.
That was Brother Patrick Lundy. He's still the light. This is Mark Ballard. You're listening to WNZN Power 89.1. And we have a guest in studio today. Hello, Miss AJ from Lorain City Schools.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. So school's back. Kids are back. Adults are back. We're ready to get it going, get it popping, as they all say. So tell us, what in the world is going on interesting at Lorain City Schools?
Oh, we have so much going on at Lorain City Schools. First of all, I want to say congratulations.
Watch out there
on
now.
The Stellar Award-winning 89.1.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
I sit among celebrities. What do you say here now?
I appreciate that, but I just keep telling everybody, that is Northern Ohio's award. We just happen to be the vessel that got to go and accept it, but I take people back to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. New York thought they had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame locked in until Cleveland's people showed up. It's just that Ohio grit, right? When we go after something, we do it with tenacity, and we will prove to the rest of the world that, you know, we may sometimes talk about one another, but once other people start messing with us, we will come together and knock them out smooth. So we knocked out some people smooth to gain that award in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen.
But yes, yeah, so happy for Ohio. And not just 89.1, but there was also the station in Columbus. So out of the five categories, Ohio took two of them on a national basis. So come on, Ohio.
All right.
Yeah, come on, Ohio. All but right. Thank you. And I still take that with gratitude, what you said. So thank you so much.
All right. Well, Lorain City Schools, I want to say thank you so much to the community for coming out to the Lorain City Schools Back to School event. That was a wonderful sight to behold. All the family and the children that came out, that was wonderful. So we kicked it off, and that was great. We gave away school supplies. We gave away books. We gave away T-shirts. So that was awesome. Now we are coming to September. So September, we are having our Lorain City Schools first ever family, get this, family summit. And we are asking for the community to come out and support. That means we're going to have workshops, breakout sessions. We're going to have a kid zone where the students are going to be able to have time to do STEM activities. So I am so super excited because this is the first time we're ever going to do this. And I want the community to come out. We're going to have...
So can I back you up real quick?
Come on.
Let me back you up real quick. So Lorain City Schools over the last... Since the pandemic, right?
Yes.
There's been a whole lot of things above and beyond just reading, writing, and arithmetic inside of the classrooms that we've been doing as a district. So how does a summit come about? I mean, what's the purpose? What's the meaning? Have we done this before? What is the outcomes we're expecting to come from a family summit, because it's just not, this is not just student engagement. This is so much larger than that, which is the entire family. So how does, what's the purpose of something like that for a school system, and why would we get involved with that?
The reason why we're looking at the Family Summit, well, first of all, we need to break down the family dynamics. Okay. We know that a family is just not a mom and a dad. A family can be two moms, two dads. It could be a sibling taking care of a student. It can take care of grandmothers.
Grandmama and them, yeah.
It could be a big mama taking care of a student. It could be an aunt, uncle, foster care. Anyone that is significant in a child's life.
Okay.
Taking care of a student. That's who we need to come to the table.
Okay.
And then we have wonderful partners here in the community. We have so much history and partnerships here in this community. We have some of the greatest partners here.
Mm-hmm.
And they are coming to the table to share their gifts and their talents with us on September the 10th. And so when they come to the table to share their gifts with us, we are just so elated. And so when they come and they are coming to share with our families, I'm so super excited.
The purpose of a summit, though, I know you kind of touched on it, but I guess I'm trying to get a little more granular.
Okay.
What should they come expecting?
Okay. So we noticed when we came to school, because of the social emotional needs, we noticed that our parents, our families, they needed some help. They said, hey, we're noticing our students are dysregulated. Okay, so AJ, what does that mean? We're noticing there's some mental health issues. There might be some health issues. We don't know, where do we go for services? We need some help. We need some resources.
So now I'm a poke a little fun at me.
Okay.
But I'm gonna tell you some of my life experiences, right? So fourth grade little Mark, right? Comes to school, has not done something before he left the house that was supposed to be done. And you know when you walk out that door and mama look at you and say, I'm gonna discipline you. Let's just keep it rated G, but I'm gonna discipline you when you get home, right?
Okay.
That's traumatic for a kid, because all day long while they're trying to get focused on their learning,
yes,
they're worrying about what's going on. I'm poking a little fun at that, but it's not so fun when that kid has to go home and the lights aren't on, or they don't know if they're going to be able to get into the house, or they've left the house in the middle of a fight. So those are some of those tragedies that I guess we have to express to the broader family. Like when those kids come and they're dealing with those other dramatic things or those traumatic things, it affects their learning and their day and their attitude and how they interact with their other peers. You know, kind of like that. That's kind of the social-emotional conversation that you're leaning towards.
Those correct? Are like traumatic experiences that some students might have to deal with. Some of our students have dealt with loss, death, and grief that they had to deal with during COVID.
Yes.
They might have lost a loved one, a parent, and now have to move with a grandparent, right? Or a sibling might be now taking care of them. And so that is who their caregiver is now. So the caregiver is like, well, what do I do with the sibling? And I don't know how to take care of them. What are some of the resources, right? Or mental health issues. Or this child now has, might need some medications. A lot of the schools, we used to take care of that. But now they were at home a lot of the times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we used to take care of that for them. But then they were at home for 2 years,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now we're back in school.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now trying to help with that.
Wow.
Under the vision of Superintendent Graham, we have been very blessed to have nurses now in all of our schools. We are now happy to have elementary counselors in every elementary school, and counselors in every middle school, counselors in every section of our high school and in Success Academy. So we are doing amazing things. We have, like I said, great community partners. Now we have the Family Summit, to where we have community partners such as Lorain Community College, which they're going to come and they're going to help say, this is what the community college can help with. We have the Lorain Public Library saying, these are the resources that we have. We have Big Brothers and Big Sisters saying, this is how we can help your child reach their full potential. We even have the Lorain County Veterans Commission. Now, not Veteran Services, but the Veteran Commission saying, these are services that we offer, such as clothing, help with rental assistance. The Lorain County ESC parent mentors, they might say, these are other parents to say, this is what you need to look for if your student has an IEP, or how we might be able to come in and help you when you go to an IEP meeting and you might need some support. The Lorain County Urban League, why it's important to vote. Don't you know? Elections are coming up. I can't tell you who to vote for, what to vote for. I'm not telling you to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent. But one thing I can tell you to do is to go out and vote.
I'm going to tell you who to vote for.
Because so many people have died for you to go and vote.
So let me tell you who to vote for. You vote your interest.
There it is.
Vote for the things that are going to mean what's most meaningful to you and your family. Don't matter if it's red or blue. You vote your interest. So that's me.
All right.
See there? You thought I was going another route.
There you go. El Centro. El Centro is going to be there. El Centro has some wonderful programming. They have 321 Go over in their building. Also, for our bilingual families, they have so many supports out there. North Coast Eye Care. We have North Coast. How many people know that we partner with them and we have Vision Care in Lorain City Schools? Yes, Vision Care.
And do you know? So, you know, I know a little bit about education, but do you know some of our students who have been listed with IEPs, once they got glasses, we realized that they didn't need the IEP that they were already listed with because the kid just couldn't see?
That is correct.
Because they never went to get checked. So, amen. That's a blessing.
So, they will be there. And they're going to be talking about, at what age should I have my child's eyes examined? Mm-hmm. That's something very important.
Sure.
And so, they will be there. Genesis House will be there. That's something very important. A lot of students have lived in homes during COVID. Genesis House does a wonderful job talking about traumatic experiences, sexual assault, domestic violence. And so they will be there. Mental Health Addiction and Recovery Board of Lorain County. You know about this, Mr. Ballard. They will be there to talk to families. Ohio State Young Scholars. This is true and dear to my heart. This program, we don't talk about this program enough. This is a program, they start in eighth grade here in Lorain City Schools.
Yeah.
That is open to all of our students. If your parents have never gone to college, this is an opportunity for our students that if you desire to go to college, you have a way that you could go and get a free ride to college to the Ohio State University.
And I have firsthand experience with that. So my eldest, she's really my niece, but she lived with me through her school career. She was an early college student at the Ohio State, Miss Galicia. And she has gone on to Ohio State, then she went on to Toledo, and she is now one of the head nurses on the NICU unit down at the Ohio State Hospital in Columbus, all as a young scholar. So it works.
It works.
It works.
We even have our own person, Sly Worthy, who is someone that went through that program.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now a social worker at Lorain High School that attended through the Ohio School.
Yes,
attended the Ohio Young Scholars Program, came back to Lorain City Schools, and is working.
And making a difference.
And is making a difference.
Absolutely.
We have the Ohio Coalition for the Education of Children and Disabilities that is going to be doing a workshop on The Bull Stops Here, Understanding Bullying. They're going to be doing a workshop on that. We have so many partners and many, many more, but we cannot do it alone. When I was a principal at Hawthorne Elementary for over 10 years.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm a darn good job.
Look, and now I'm getting on my soapbox. I'm about to preach a little bit.
Come on, Bob.
When I was a principal, I had people come to me and say, well, Miss AJ, what can I do?
Amen.
This is what you can do.
Yeah.
I need you to show up and show out, families. Amen. I need you to come to the family summit.
Yeah.
I need you to be there.
Yeah.
I need you to register online at our Facebook page. It's really simple. Go on that Google form and register. That's all you need to do. If you're worried about childcare, I got you covered.
Wow.
Bring them to the kids zone. There's going to be activities for them.
Yeah.
Bring the young people. We got STEM activities for them. So don't worry about that. Don't worry about the food. I got you covered. You don't have to worry about that because it's free.
Wow.
Hot breakfast.
Okay.
I got you covered. Lunch. I got you covered.
That's right. Don't even
it's
worry
free.
About it.
Don't even worry about
yeah.
it. And the best part, we're going to have giveaways.
Okay.
So we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a fun time. But most important, we're going to have resources there to help you get through the school year. We're going to give you resources. Because the number one thing is, as a people, we die from a lack of knowledge.
Amen. Amen.
People don't know because they don't know. And I don't want my people out here not knowing.
Amen. So,
all right.
So I always do this. So if anybody would like to call and ask any questions, the number here is 440-399-3044. Again, it's 440-399-3044. Just in case you have some questions that we're not answering, Miss AJ is here and she can give you those answers. But in the meantime, you know what just hit me while you were talking?
I didn't tell you when the event was, right?
Okay, yeah, okay.
So it's September the 10th at Lorraine High School, and registration is going to start at 8:30 a.m. I know it's early, but it starts at 8:30. Breakfast is going to start at 9 a.m. So you're going to start at 9 a.m. So it's going to be at Lorraine High School. Registration opens at 8:30, breakfast at 9.
Okay.
And my thing is to be early is to be on time. Okay?
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Now, what were you going to say?
Two things.
Two things.
The website is lorraineschools.org, correct?
Lorraineschools.org.
So I know some of our seasoned saints don't necessarily get on social media as much as they should, but if they can get to a computer, if you go to lorraineschools.org, you can get there and find out further information. But as you were talking about the whole COVID piece and the kids being absent, you know, there's some middle school students, and I mean, there's some high school students that never got to experience middle school during that COVID thing. I never really thought of it that way, too. And then there are some kids who were in high school and they came back to high school never experiencing it as juniors.
That's true.
Wow. Wow, what a void. And we've got to figure out, I mean, we can't just sit there and fester in that. We got to figure out how to make sure they're caught up, because there was some level of experience that were missed. So we need the whole family to get their hands in here. And a lot of times people ask, how do I get involved? Because with all that's going on in school and safety, they almost seem like there's a big wall in front of the door that we don't really invite people in. No more. We are now telling you how to get involved, right? We're begging you to come and get involved. We go to some of our suburban districts, and I mean, they got the whole family trees there. Grandma, Pappy, and nieces and nephews and uncles, they're all there rallying around. And we should expect those same things with our kids here in Lorraine City Schools at all levels. And even if you don't have children, you can get involved and be helpful in Lorraine City Schools. And the place to start is the Family Summit.
And I forgot. Okay. Let me tell you.
Oh, wait, there's more.
There is more. Let me tell you. Our keynote speaker.
Uh-huh.
Guess who I got as the keynote speaker?
Take your time.
The 2022 Teacher of the Year is none other than Kurt Russell.
Wow. Another Lorain Countyan right here. Wow. That's big. First of all, let me just put a period right there. That's big.
That's huge.
Huge. Teacher of the Year. This
Teacher
is a national. Come on. That's almost as big as Stella when I'm joking. I'm joking. Like,
that's huge.
That is huge, huge, huge.
And he is a parent.
Yeah, and this is our second one in this area within the last 4 or 5 years, if I remember right, because...
Huge.
Yeah, come on, we doing the darn thing up here in Northeast
huge.
Ohio.
And he's from Oberlin.
Yes.
So he is our own. So we are supporting our own, and he is our own, and we are so happy and elated he is coming, and he is a parent, and he's going to come and share with our parents, and so we are super excited. And then you talked about safety.
Yes.
And then we're also going to have our own director of safety come and talk to our parents about the safety of our schools, because that's huge and important to our parents and our families.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we want them to know what we're going to do to keep our kids safe, because they want to know.
And the passion that our director has is just amazing. He has a pure heart.
Yes.
He's a pure heart and a love for this community, a love for our kids. But, you know, he has to do his job, and he does his job well. And as we start to try to develop that throughout the entire network here, we need help of everybody. We need help of everybody. And first of all, y'all send little Johnny to school prepared to listen and learn and not create mayhem. Amen. That was my own little piece. But yeah, don't send Johnny to us to be babysitters. Now, we're going to do everything we can for little Johnny once he gets here. But we need your help, parents. We need your help. And when we call you, don't come up here beating up on us, because we need you to join with us as teammates, because we want what's best for little Johnny. So now that was my soapbox. You can have it back now. Sorry, I love y'all. Anyway, the Family Summit.
The Family Summit.
You can go online and sign up. Is there a phone number that, for those of us who don't want to fidget with computers, is there a phone number maybe?
Of course, there's a phone number. The main line, the back line, the bat phone.
Yeah, some people like to just call because we don't want to have to think too hard.
Oh, there definitely is a, let me look.
Yeah, every
of
number.
Of course, I'll have to get the number to the engagement center.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a wonderful person on that other end by the name of Miss Sandra.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Maybe I shouldn't have brought that number up.
And I'm sure she is listening. Oh, hello. She's a part of our team. Who's going to be so thankful.
Indeed.
Let me get that number for us.
So go to lorainschool.org. All of the information is there on our website. Or if you see a board member, if you see anybody that's walking around, we wear our badges proudly. Sometimes you're in Walmart, you see people's badges just hanging around your neck saying Lorain City School staff. Yeah, I mean, go ahead. You got
I have the number. But if you could go online, fill out the Google form, that'll help us so much, so we'll know what classes to put you in.
Right.
But if you want the number, if you call 440-830-4357. It's 440-830-4357. Press 1 for the Engagement Center. If you need Espanol, it's 440-830-4088. And that goes to Waleska Soto.
Amen.
Who will also assist you for our Spanish-speaking listeners.
Outstanding. Well, no, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So is there anything else that we need to know right now? Because I know football's going on. I know all the extra, you know, because I was a football player, I'm always a bit partial, but... In the meantime, there's a lot of other sports going on, too, so nobody's left out.
I would just say go out and support the Lorain Titans. Go out and support our students. Titan Fam. If you want to be a part of, if our families want to be a part of Titan Fam, please come out and support Titan Fam. Look on the website under Wraparound Services or Titan Fam. Look up Titan Fam. We will have our meetings. You can always call the Engagement Center, the number that I just called, and get the date for that. We will be having our first meeting in September. Be a part.
Yes. And so I'm going to go off script just a little bit.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Be about it. No doubt. That's right. I'm going to go off script and say so to our leadership in our community, and mainly in our church community here in Northern Ohio, and mainly Lorraine right now. We're asking you to talk to your leadership, your elders, your pastors, your deacons, and decide to start adopting schools. Just as a church, decide, you know what? This school right here is in our community, right here in our little circle, within a 1 mile radius, 3 mile radius. We're going to spend our time focusing on these elementary students. And this is what we're going to do in our church to adopt that school. And the high school, we need people to blitz that from the north, south, east, and west. Well, we can't go too far north because we got water. But from all angles, we need churches to come together and say, what can we do? Whether it's making sure if there's a need for those students that here's some notebooks, here's some tissue boxes. And even if it's beyond that, to just, we can come to here and have some study tables at our church on Saturday mornings or something like that to help the students within your church, because your kids are our kids. Your kids are our kids. So please consider going to your pastors or your leadership. And for those of you at the church that's looking for something to do, say, you know what? How do we go about adopting a school or adopting some students and really getting involved and engaged that way? That's for free from Mark.
And we had some churches, actually, that came out to our back-to-school event. Pastor Anderson, someone from the Vine Church was there. We always have Pastor Jackson is always there to help us. Yep. So we
Pastor
do
Jackson,
have churches.
Pastor Bivens, they call all the time.
Yes.
Say, hey, school's going to start. How can we help?
How can we help?
Yeah.
So people are there. And so if we could get that ministerial alliance going, you know, hey,
amen.
I'm always there.
Yeah, and we need
we need that.
And you're their conduit, correct?
Yes.
You would be their conduit. So if you need to know how to get involved, even as a church whole, find Miss AJ. She ain't hard to find because she's everywhere.
Yes.
Find
you
Ms.
could
AJ.
You could call me 830-4003. And I'll be more than happy to aid and assist you, as always.
Anything big or small, we can use all the help we can toward making a better life for our students. Amen. Oh, somebody texted you now. You're a superstar on here. You got some co-pilots out there, huh?
No, it's Lisa Roberson. She's listening from our communications department. She's saying 440-830-HELP or 830-4357. Make sure they call the number.
Outstanding.
Thank you, Miss Lisa.
So we'll start to wrap up because I think this has been great. But one more time, this is right now, we're here to talk about the summit.
Yes.
We're here to talk about the family summit. We had our back to school. We have a lot of family engagement things. And this is intentional, guys. Don't think all this is happening by accident. We need you as a whole. So we need a full court press from the adults with the kids to make this entire community very successful. So one more time, invite us out to the summit.
Come out to the summit on September the 10th. Registration starts at 8:30. We will start at 9. We don't want Mr. Kurt Russell to come and talk to empty seats.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen. No, that's great.
So please come out. We will have food and fun and lots of information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And so I'm going to go one step further and say, we love to think that everything is always great and perfect, but even if it's not, call us so we can help you get it there. If you have some concerns, if you're having a situation where you need help, use those same numbers and you may not get exactly to the right person, but we will feed you to the right person.
Correct.
So we need to know what's going on because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that our customers, our clients, which is our parents and our students, are satisfied.
Yes.
I mean, the customer service is very important in the educational place as well. So please help us help you.
Yes.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Miss AJ. And as you know, you got keys to the place. So whenever you've got something to share, please stop by and say hello to this community, because sometimes we need it firsthand, so we're just not getting what our cousin's brother's friend's boyfriend said. We're getting it straight from the horse's mouth, and you can say exactly what's going on in Titan Nation.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the invite. Amen. I appreciate it.
Amen. So we'll see you guys all at the Family Summit. Please meet us there. Thank you very much.
Didn't go your way. Don't give up on God. Look for better days. Just because a day didn't go your way. Don't give up on God. Look for better days. Help me say get you down. Don't give up on God. Look for better days. Don't you lose your smile. Or let life get you down. Don't give up on God. Look for better days. Help me say.
Stabbing you.